Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Welcome to another special episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. This is Vote Spearfish Week, and so we're doing episodes every single day during the week of January 14th through the 21st, 2020, because this is the time when you can go to smallbusinessrevolution.org and vote for Spearfish. We are one of five small towns who are being considered for season five of Small Business Revolution, the TV show. It also will include $500,000 in assistance to small businesses right here in Spearfish. So for this week, I decided, what the heck? We're going to throw out the weekly podcast and get a daily podcast going. I picked some songs that are all inspired by Spearfish and our region, our area, and the unique and beautiful things about Spearfish, and decided to put out a daily episode and encourage you, wherever you're at, in Spearfish, in South Dakota, in the United States, or elsewhere around the globe, you can go to smallbusinessrevolution.org and vote for Spearfish. So that's what this week, this special week of daily podcasts, daily songcasts, is all about. Today, we're going to take a look at a song called Photographe. You could say photograph. It looks like photograph, except it's broken into two words, photographe, which literally means light writing. Photographe was composed, it's an instrumental once again, was composed and appeared in 2013's Edge of the Known. I composed it a couple of years earlier than that, though. It just didn't come out until 2013's Edge of the Known. And then also appears in remastered form on 2015's The Road Behind, which is a collection of remastered instrumental pieces. So we'll listen to Photographe from 2015's The Road Behind and then talk a little bit about it on the other side. Thank you. Picasso, Fotografe, has an interesting story how it got started. It was I think for the first time ever, someone commissioned me to compose a piece of music. I can't tell you how excited I was. It was probably about 2011, maybe. Possibly 2010, but probably more like 2011. And a photographer who will remain unnamed. This photographer was putting together some wonderful pictures and was putting together a kind of a multimedia project to display some photographs, much like some other things. This photographer showed me some examples of this in video, some really, really inspiring photographs of beautiful areas. I think the examples that were shown to me were from desert. Some of it was time lapse photography, and this person did some time lapse and stuff like that as well. But anyway, a big project that this photographer was working on, and had gotten my name and said, "Hey, would you like to maybe compose some music to go with some of the photographs?" Now, this photographer was working and living in this area near Spearfish and in the Black Hills, which is a place well known for amazing photographs. I would suggest that you just pop online and type in Spearfish Canyon, Black Hills. You'll find unbelievable photographs from everyone from the most seasoned professional photographers to just the tourists passing through. But incredible photographs any time of any season of the year. And so you know, thousands of people come to our region just to spend some time out in nature, out in the hills, in and around Spearfish and other parts of the hills, just taking photographs. It's a beautiful area. So anyway, this photographer had a series, and so I was kind of commissioned to compose some music. So I was really excited about it because I'm a photographer as well, sort of, you know, my iPhone. But I absolutely love taking pictures in and around the Black Hills and in Spearfish Canyon. You know, just absolutely beautiful vistas and scenery. And so, you know, I'm as inspired by the views as anybody. And so that's what really drew me into this. Plus, as you can probably tell, I was really excited about doing. He wanted something that was somewhat orchestral, and so it was really exciting to actually do some honest to goodness almost kind of composing for strings. And so really spent some time working on the strings. Of course, Fotografe begins with the acoustic guitar and then a gentle electric guitar then as a lead and kind of builds. And you know, that's kind of the pattern for a lot of the instrumental pieces that I do, you know, kind of lay down something that's going to stay there all the way through the chord progression, the basic bones of the piece, and then build on to that with other instrumentation to build to a climax and then move toward the end and a closing out in a more gentle way, which is what Fotografe does. But the working on the intricacies of the strings and developing each part of that and figuring out you know, how to how to arrange that, even how to spread it in the stereo spread, where to put the lower strings and the higher strings, and working on that was just a whole lot of fun. But at the same time, I am a big fan, I've mentioned this before, of progressive rock, which certainly moves into orchestral arrangements and strings, but also before you end the song, you got to get to the electric guitar. And I mean the electric guitar with some distortion. So we get to the end and you can decide whether or not I managed it, but I was really wanting to channel just a touch of Pink Floyd near the end with that electric guitar. And so building things with the strings, with the percussion, and then climaxing with the electric guitar, the lead there until we come to the end. So it was a lot of fun. And here's the sad part of the story. So I worked for, I don't know, a week, weeks, maybe a month on this piece. Had it really close to being done, and then went back and sure enough, his side of the project had kind of fallen apart, and so that little collaboration was over, and I was left with an instrumental piece, and at that time, an instrumental piece that had no title, and so I thought, well, I was doing this for a photographer and thinking about visual images. So photographe, light writing. And I like light writing. I like taking a word apart and recognizing what makes that word. A photograph, of course, is light writing, but there's so much to be said about the light, the various times of day, especially in the canyon. If you've spent any time in Spearfish Canyon, you know the length and the stretch of the shadows, the tones of reds and of oranges and of blues in the sky, the tones on the canyon walls at different times of the day. It is like light writing. It is a photographe. So I was left with the song, and so I decided to go ahead and publish the song without the photographs. So you can go out and take your own photographs and put them with. Although I will say this, and I'll actually post this on the podcast page. I did make a music video, basically what it is a hike I took in the autumn. When the leaves were just full colored out here in the hills, and I shot that mostly with an iPhone, and then brought that back and put it behind photographe as a music video. So I'll go ahead and post that so you can see that if you go to the podcast site. And there you have it, Photographe, inspired by the amazing, beautiful vistas in and around Spearfish Canyon, Spearfish, the Black Hills, the trails out here, the places where people come by the thousands just to bring their cameras and to capture the beauty. So you can come and visit us and capture the beauty of it. In the meantime, it'd be great for you to go to smallbusinessrevolution.org click on vote, and you will go to this voting for the season 5 and vote for Spearfish. There are 4 other towns there, and they're wonderful towns, but we'd like you to vote for Spearfish. We'd like to be on Small Business Revolution season 5. And get that $500,000 to help out with small business things that are going on here in our lovely town. Thanks for joining me again for another special episode of Dancing Moon Songcast. Normally, these are weekly podcasts, but right now, during Vote Spearfish Week, they are daily. Lucky you. You can catch all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And you can stream on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music, anywhere you like to stream. You can find my music. Just search for Scott Simpson. Thanks for joining me again on Dancing Moon Songcast. Come back and join me again tomorrow. In the meantime, be well.